Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Get a chance to visit with two Mercer County High School students today. They are juniors, Cal Bigham and Lauren Morby, and they are going to participate in a student-led walkout on March the 14th at 10 a.m. And I want to start our conversation today by giving you the backstory of how this conversation has been set up today. And it originated from an email that Cal Bigham sent to the radio station WRMJ, specifically me, Jim at WRMJ.com. So that's how we're going to begin this conversation. Cal Bigham, take it away. And I want you to read the email in its entirety. First up, good morning.
Good morning. As you probably have heard already, Mercer County High School is going to participate in the National School Walkout on March 14th at 10 a.m. to honor the Parkland victims and protest for change to protect students around the country from mass shootings. We will stay out of class and protest in front of the building for exactly 17 minutes, a minute for each victim who died at Parkland. The first thing I would like to make absolutely clear is that this protest is not about gun control. This is about change in general, whether it is better mental health resources, more secure schools, or more careful background checks on weapons owners. Anyway, the reason I am contacting you is because Lauren Morby and I would love the opportunity to discuss what we have planned and what this is about. We would like to welcome the community to join us and make our cause clear. We thought maybe we could do an interview with you for the radio and online. This protest breaks political party boundaries and is for everyone who wants change.
All right, so that's the email in its entirety. So the important issue is what this protest is about and what it's not about, right?
Yes.
So again, what it's not about gun control. It's about change. I'm quoting your email. Change in general, whether it is better mental health resources, more secure schools, or more careful background checks on weapon owners. How, I guess, take me through, and both Lauren and Cal can talk here. Where did this idea originate from? Who said, let's participate in this walkout?
Well, I was like looking around for people who would do this with me because I just didn't agree with what was happening right now. And I actually Snapchatted Lauren because I knew she would agree with me. And I asked her if she was willing to walk out. And it turned out she was doing the same thing I was doing and looking for people to do it. And she'd already got administrative approval from Mrs. Day, and they were looking into it with the board. And so we joined forces, and we just went from there, really.
Like Cal said, I went into the school board with Mrs. Day and two other girls, and we just kind of told her, asked her for permission of what we were going to do, and then gave her so she would be prepared and she wouldn't suddenly have 20 students walk out. And then Cal contacted me and was like, would you like to join forces? And I was like, of course. And so it just kind of started from there.
All right. So the one thing that I need to ask is the blowback in this is going to be in this. We've seen the debate online in the community, nationally, locally, whatever. You know, when you bring up anything about these gun-related issues, well, a lot of people are going to say, well, these kids are out there, big anti, you know, typical liberal Second Amendment, want to, you know, take on this Second Amendment issue. So your response to that is what?
I think this march isn't about rights at all. It's not about gun rights. We're not walking out for race reasons. This is about to protect our lives and to make our school safer. And that's what we want to say, is that we're not taking away anyone's rights. We just want people to wake up and realize that these school shootings are a problem and that this is about our lives.
What about you, Cal, on the Second Amendment issue? Because I know if people don't listen to this interview in its entirety and look at the headline when we upload it to our website, they're going to say, typical kid or whatever, you know, jumping on this anti-Second Amendment bandwagon.
I think guns have their place in our society and that guns aren't a totally bad thing. People need guns to protect themselves, but we have other things we could focus on in this debate, like the better mental health resources is a big one. We don't have many like resources for our students. If somebody says that they're going to shoot up a school, we just kind of ignore it. The FBI dropped the bomb multiple times on it with the Parkland kid. He even called himself, and they just dropped it.
All right, so the word is out that you're doing this students know, I think, inside the building. The community may not. So what is the, I'm curious, what has the reaction been so far from the student body, the school district, the administration, or whatever?
We have had a lot of students agree with us. Some haven't. There's been students who think that it's about guns, which is our number one issue, is people thinking it's about gun control. I know some of the board thinks it's about gun control, and I just like to make it clear to them that it's not about gun control. And they're actually punishing us with an unexcused absence, and in the handbook, with the unexcused absence, we're not allowed to be on National Honor Society, or there's multiple things. We can't be on National Honor Society.
What about the other issue I think of with code of conduct for athletics? So if you have, it's an unexcused absence.
Yes. Yeah.
So if I'm a track athlete, a baseball player, softball player, scholastic bowl in the, if I'm in the school play, whatever, FFA, I don't know. I mean, what are some of the, are there consequences with that?
If you walk out that day and you're in athletics, you are not allowed to participate that evening. So if you had a game that night, you couldn't participate. But if you just have practice, then it would be up to whatever your team's decision is on you missing a practice. But it would be an unexcused practice.
All right. So you I think, Cal, you brought up the National Honor Society issue. So is that in play for you? You're a junior. Are you an applicant or whatever they call it for under consideration for National Honor Society? And since I assume you're protesting in this next Wednesday, there's going to be consequences and repercussions, as they say.
Yeah, I'm actually number 5 in my class, and I am a candidate for National Honor Society. So when I go Wednesday, I'm throwing away that, and actually there's a giant scholarship that comes with it. So a lot of kids are very worried about that they're going to lose the scholarship that they need to go to college and continue on with their lives.
So you're doing that?
Yes, I am.
Holy smokes. So you're going to give up. Now, the way the National Honor Society works, are the rules set up uniquely from district to district or from high school to high school?
Yeah, they're set up uniquely for the district and set by the school board in the handbook. But the number two of the values for a National Honor Society member is leadership and character. And both of those are represented by standing up for something you believe in, and our school board doesn't agree, and they are just trying to make us not be in it by putting these harsh restrictions on us. And in any other situation, they probably would need to give an unexcused absence, but we're walking out for a reason. We're not just walking out to ditch class.
Have you asked for so the school board would have to make the change for the National Honor Society regulation. Have you asked for the change or not?
We asked to make instead of an unexcused absence, we asked to make it a lunch detention, and our principal said that she didn't think the board would go for that. So that was our only attempt to, because they can't change the National Honor Society.
All right, so then I want to keep it with you. What your status with, are you, you're a candidate for National Honor Society?
Yeah, I'm number 6 in my class, and I'm also the president of our Key Club, which does community service around the community. And I've been in Key Club for 3 years, and community service is really important to me, and it's really upsetting that we are standing up for something that we believe in, and we're being punished for it, even though we're good kids. You know, we do all these community service, we get good grades, we go to school, we do what we're supposed to do, but yet just because we're standing up for something we believe in, we're being punished for it.
Well, and that's why I was going to ask about kind of the motivation. If some people listen to the complete interview, well, they would say, well, these are just, you know, typical kids that want to do something, get out of class or whatever. But if you listen to this conversation in its entirety, you're talking about the 5th-ranked kid in school in this junior class, the 6th-ranked kid in the junior class. I mean, when you first organized this and thought about doing it, and then they said, well, if you do it, you realize your National Honor Society candidacy is null and void. Did any of you have reservations about that, saying, man, I'm giving up a lot here?
I think both of us instantly didn't even think about it. We knew we were still going to do it. We believed in this cause, and even if we have consequences like the National Honor Society, we're still going to do it, even if it affects our future in any way, because this is our future. We could die any day at a school shooting, and that's just the problem, that all these school shootings are killing so many people and ruining their futures. So if I throw away maybe one scholarship, then it can save a lot more people's lives.
So I was going to ask you then, when you do these, so you're doing a peaceful protest to walk out next March 14th at 10 a.m. Is that like coincide? Is that like a national, a lot of other schools, or that's a big national walkout day?
Yes.
On like, college campuses and high schools.
Yes.
So, of course, this is a student-led movement. But I was, you brought up administration a little bit and school board, and I was even thinking about teachers. Now, have you invited them to participate, or can they participate? But by some of the stuff you've already said, I would assume they're not going to participate.
Teachers.
Is there a chance, have you heard anything about, like, school board members or administrators or teachers participating?
I think.
Are they like, no, we're not?
I think there would be a majority of teachers who would participate, except they all got an email from the union that says they will lose their tenure if they participate in the walkout, because they're not allowed to pick a political side. But in my opinion, this isn't a political issue. This is about people's lives and protecting them. And I feel like if they feel like also that their lives are not safe, that they should be able to do something about it, and they should be able to support us.
Have you heard anybody that may still say I'm going to do it or not? You don't know? I guess you'll know March 14th?
Yeah.
So what is the potential when you talk about the school board role with the National Honor Society? Is there any potential to change that, or it's just that's the way it is? Or are there any conversations in play between this you two and the decision makers within the Mercer County School District?
I actually contacted two school board members last night, and I had two of them agree with me that it's not a gun issue, but I've heard that the other school board members think it is a gun issue. So I would like an emergency school board meeting if I could get that, to show our passion for the cause and that it's not just some kids walking out of school to ditch class. And I haven't really heard back from them. I know one parent contacted the school board president, and she read the message and didn't reply.
Yeah. So when we move forward to the 14th is what, next Wednesday? We're recording this, by the way, on March the 7th, Wednesday, March the 7th, and this is before school at 7:30, so people know. Has there been an indication of students that are going to participate? Do you know how many yet, or you'll wait and see on the 14th?
I think, like, number-wise, we probably have around 30. I think we would have a lot more if National Honor Society was into play. We definitely had a lot more numbers until that came into
Oh, really?
The...
Yeah,
100%.
So this occurs on March the 14th. So I guess there's a lot that can happen between now and then. But as I talk to you today, regardless of what the decision is, you're walking out on the 14th.
Yeah. I was going to walk out regardless but of administrative approval or not. But it's nice that we do have administrative approval, even though it comes with consequences.
Same thing for you, Kyle? You're going to walk
out?
Yes,
I'm still going to walk out either way. And I was the same way. If I didn't have administrative approval, I was still going to do it. And the consequences are just another thing for me.
And I lost my train of thought here when the last question, but are you worried about when you organize this? And earlier in the conversation, I had brought up, well, yeah, the Bigham kid and the Morby kid, they just want to get out of class, typical, kids just looking for something fun to do toward the end of the school year. Now, are you worried about that from the standpoint of other students that join you? I mean, is there like a clear message, hey, we're doing this, and if we're doing this, you got to be on board with what we're doing?
Yeah, I've actually told all the students that they have to be with the cause, and I'm going to send out an email to all the teachers saying anybody who stays out longer than 17 minutes or around that area with some leeway to get to class is not part of our organized movement, and they can have stricter consequences because the school is scared that people are going to leave and not come back.
All right. Is there anything else you need to mention before we let you leave us this morning?
I'd like to mention that Sherrard is also having a walkout, and they have no consequences at this moment.
Is that right?
Yes.
And that's they're doing on March the 14th at 10 a.m.?
Yep, the same time.
All right. So, again, this conversation is the result of Cal Bigham, who sent me an email. So, if I'll extend an invitation right now if a school board member or school district administrator or a teacher wants to talk about this, they can get a hold of me, and I'll give them the equal time as we post this on our website. And again, as we wrap up our conversation, and I thought, the way Cal brought up the email, I highlighted this sentence, and I want to end the conversation this way. And this is a quote: "The first thing I would like to make absolutely clear is that this protest is not about gun control. This is about change in general, whether it is better mental health resources, more secure schools, or more careful background checks on weapon owners." End of quote. All right. Cal Bigham and Lauren Morby, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.